So,
we are on Mem Hey Amud Beis. The Mishnah, we're about two-thirds of the way down. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Mishas Ptirasan Mahin Oimrim, Vuchulei. When they left from the Mizbeach, so what did they say? So the Gemara quoted two different versions of what they said. And one of them was, Leka, V'lach Mizbeach, L'cha Mizbeach, V'tashem and Tiyu Mizbeach. So the Gemara is bothered by this, and we'll try to, maybe you can help me figure out exactly how the Gemara got out of it. Frek the Gemara kasha, the Gemara asks, V'hokom ishtatev shem shamayim adover acher. But he is mishtatev, vashituf, is a partnership, joining. He is joining shem shamayim, the name of heaven, v'dover acher, and something else. What's going on? The Gemara says, we know, V'tanya, Braisa teaches us, called Mishtatish and Shemayim Medavar Acher. Anyone who joins together the name of heaven and something else, Ne'ekar Mina Olam, is uprooted from the world. Shenemar, Bilti LaHashem Levadoi. Pasuk says, Zoveach Lelihim Yacharam, one who sacrifices to foreign gods is put into some kind of chirim. Bilti LaHashem Levadoi, the only one that one is allowed to sacrifice to is to Hashem. By the way, in this pasuk, Zoveach Lelihim Yacharam Bilti LaHashem Levadoi, you'll notice that it also says that one who sacrifices to Elikim. Now, of course, in the pasuk, it's pronounced Elihim because it refers to foreign gods. But in addition to that is the fact that one, you will never find the name Elokim referred to vis-a-vis Karbanos. You will always find Yudke Vavke. And we are going to ask ourselves what exactly is the pshat in that. And there's, on some level, what it means to say is that whenever we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of everything. And we never approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu only through a particular pathway or only approaching Hashem in a very specific way. We have the capacity and sometimes a misguided agenda to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through some kind of mediary. You know, even when you want to approach someone, like let's say, you know, you need money from someone, you know. So you may approach them and saying, listen, you know, we're brothers, man. Now, you're not really brothers, but you want to invoke a certain relationship so that he'll have a certain emotional connection to you. So, you know, we to a certain extent do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alekeinu, Alekei Aviseinu. We say that Hashem, you are the God of us and also our ancestors. We have a special relationship with you through Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But to actually daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that he's expressed in a more narrow sense is really detaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us. How in the world do I say this in a normal way? In Kabbalah, so we know that there is a realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's way beyond our world and our experience. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even had to create a personality for himself that we can even relate to. Does that make sense on some level? Hashem, if a person has no personality, a person has no vessels with which to relate to you, so he's just on a different plane of reality. Hashem's not a physical thing. So Hashem had to create some mechanism through which we can relate to him. So when we try to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to pick a certain element of that personality, of that mechanism, and say, oh, we're going to approach Hashem in that way, because it's missing the point. It's like picking an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whenever you detach an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his totality, you've done Avodah Zarah. So the totality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mahaveh Akol. He's Haya Hoyve V'Yiyah. He's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Karbanos are never ever brought with having in mind anything other than Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents that he is the source of everything. to detach anything and sacrifice to an element of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is already at least the beginnings and the roots of Avodah Zarah. So here the Gemara says, how can it be that a person, when he's davening or approaching a Kaddish Baruch Hu in any way, can say, L'kav Elach, the Mizbeach, you're creating an Avodah Zarah out of the Mizbeach, you're being Mishtate, if you're joining together, Shem Shemayim, Adavar Acher, Hashem, along with something else, as you approach Him, as you praise Him. You can't praise a Kaddish Baruch Hu along with something else. That's Avodah Zarah, or at least in the Parsha. Bilti L'Hashem Levadai. Okay, so that's the Kash of the Gemara. What's the Gemara's answer? Hachi Kamar Le. This is what the people were saying. Anachnu, sorry, Kamar Kama, Leka, L'Yud, and Hey, Anachnu Moedim. That Kaddish Baruch Hu, to you, we are admitting and thanking. We are praising you because, well, the Gemara doesn't finish the sentence. Yeah.
Can you do Avodah Zarah without a tense?
So that's a good question. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, the bottom line is that we are forbidden from doing an action of Avodah Zarah, even if you don't believe in it. In other words, let's say someone comes and puts a gun to your head and says, bow down to the side, I'm going to kill you. So why should you have to give your life? It's not Avodah Zarah, it's a joke. You're just doing this, you don't get killed. You don't believe in it. The answer is, you still have to give your life for it. Why? The answer is, because that's a chil Hashem, because it expresses you don't really love Hashem enough to say, like, absolutely not, I don't do that. You know? On the other hand, the Gemara does have this line that any avodah zarah that's just served out of yira is nothing. What do you mean? Out of yira? What does that mean? So there are different approaches to this, what exactly that means. But one example is, let's say that everybody knows it's a big farce. The whole world knows it's a big farce. Haman comes in and he says, hi, I'm God. Bow down to me. So that's nothing. If people believed in him, and you don't, but you do an action of Avodah Zarah, okay, so then you got to give your life. But if nobody believes in him, he's just a fool. He's out of his mind. And he claims he's God, and so the king said, you got to do whatever he says, so you got to bow down to Haman. So that's, you're just bowing down because you're afraid of the consequences from the king, but nobody believes in it. So in that case, it would be...
Because my kid's school is fine. Now all calls from school are important. And now my phone is silenced.
Okay. Yeah. So that's... Were we in the middle of a question?
Yeah. But that's if there's an action, like bowing down.
Correct.
But if you're doing the same action that you would praise Hashem, but like you said, it's kind of because...
What about an action that's unique to that of a desire?
No, because you said you're giving an eye, like, carbon.
Yeah.
To God. Right. But you're doing it because you separated the totality of Hashem with whatever you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, if your intent was really to do that, that was just what you might have.
Just because the person doesn't have complete control over his mind, you're saying?
Well, I mean, yeah, he wasn't trying. He's not trying to... He's trying to give it to Hashem.
At the end of the day, those types of situations are what in Kabbalah is referred to as HaKaitetz Benetiyah. He's somehow cutting things off at the root. But it probably, if that's just what he has in mind, and it's not expressed in any way that anyone else would know about, so I don't think that would be an Isra of Avodah Zarah. It would just be a problem in terms of, you know, his own personal connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It would be a separate issue. Do you know what I mean? It would be a Kavanah problem. It wouldn't be technically Avodah Zarah.
I'm saying, like, as far as
it wouldn't be Avodah Zarah, right? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara answers, Hal Gemar, L'ka anachnu moedim, L'cha anu meshabchin. L'ka anachnu moedim, L'cha anu mekalsin. So, Meshabach and Mekalsin are very related words. They both mean to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, L'shabach, L'kaleis, right? These are things we say in davening, Shechinah. So, that's what the Gemara says. Do you guys have a handle on what's that? What's the difference? Why does that change anything? Because they're not Moedet to the Mizbeach? What's Mekaleis? Are we being makal? Are we praising the Mizbeach? I mean, what's the praise of Mizbeach? So what is Rashi saying? Rashi says, L'kanu meidim, shu'a l'kenu. We admit that you're God. L'cha, an mashabchim, to the Mizbeach, we're praising. What does that mean? Look, Rashi, sh'ata chaviv lefanav, l'chaper aleinu. That you are precious in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to atone for us. Meidim, lav lashain, hoy, el lashain, taida. So it's probably Haida, no? So anu maidim ba'i v'lai kaifrim. So what is Rashi saying? That we're praising the Mizbeach is precious in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu because it atones for us. So there's a difference between Moide and Mishabeach.
Are you happy with that? Great, then we'll just go on. The question where it was, aren't you being Mishtadish and Shemaim Dabarach? Aren't you joining together two things? Are you joining together Shem Shemaim and something else? And the Gemara answer is no, because there's a different Kavana for both. That the Kavana for Hashem is that we're Moide, that you are our Lord. And when it comes to Mizbeach, we're just making a statement that the Mizbeach is very precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it has the capacity to atone. And so, yeah.
Okay, Sarachiyun, but I guess you guys are all happy to move on. So, what else is Gemara saying? Gemara is saying, just like they did on the weekday, they did on Shabbos, except for, you know, specific differences. Amar Huna, Matan Riachman Broika. What did Riachman Broika say?
So, what does it say in the Mishnah? Do you remember? The whole beginning of the Mishnah talks about Aravos. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka comes along and says, no. It was Chariyah Shel Dekel. It was palm fronds that they would bring. And they would do what with them? They would bring them in Chayvtin Oysan Bekarka. So Chayvait, again, remember when we learned this, maybe I think it's on, it was from Mem Hayman Aleph, so I guess this was yesterday. So they used to either put them on the ground or bang them on the ground. Originally, Rashi said that chayveit could mean to shake something, but that obviously isn't what it means in the Mishnah, because it says chayvtin oysan bakarka. So it sounds like you're banging them on the ground.
But whatever it is, so what's going on with Riach Mebreika? Where is he coming from? What's the reason? Riach Mebreika, dechsev, kapois, shnayim. That we've seen this by a lot of the on the minim, arba minim, the plural. What does a plural indicate? Well, by the lulav, everyone agrees. You don't take two lulav. So how come it's in the plural kapois tomorrow? Achas the lulav, achas the mizbeach, because they're two separate mitzvahs you're supposed to do, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. One of them is to take it in your hand, and one of them is to put them on the floor around the mizbeach. Rabbanan Amri, kapas ksiv, that in the Torah is actually not written with a vav, so if you were reading it, you would never know that it actually means plural. It could mean it's just a kapas tamarim. It's just one branch. So they don't learn that way at all. They say this. Their rabbis have to do with mizbeach, and there's nothing to do with lulav, and lulav nothing to do with mizbeach. Rabbi Levi says, katamar, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika didn't learn it now from kapois. It wasn't like a dinta raisa that he came and he drew out of that word of the plural of kapois tamarim. But it's because of a tamar. What do you mean? Ma tamar zed, just like this date tree, the palm tree, ain lelelev echad. It only has one heart. Apparently, there is something unique about the palm trees, is that there is a palm heart, right? The heart of palm, something you can buy and eat it. Apparently, most trees are not like that. Is there a heart of any other tree?
Is he considering it like a real heart, like humans have hearts, this tree has a heart, or is he like just saying that it's different from other trees?
Well, so the way that it's expressed in the art is, just like a tamar is unique in that it has this lev echad, it has like a one heart that's inside of it. Af Yisrael, in hem el lev echad lavim shabashamayim. Also, we put them down next to the mizbeach to express that we only have one heart. I mean, all our hearts are directed to Avinu Shabashamayim, that we're all unified in what we want in our heart. What? Yeah, there's a called a heart of palm. I don't really know so much about it. Does anybody here know exactly what that means?
It's a food.
I know that.
The inside of the palm tree.
But the whole thing all the way down is soft, or only the tops by the leaves? Where is it? Where is the heart of the palm?
Inside the tree.
Thanks for being general for us. Rashi says, "Kein moyach yesh boy." There's a certain type of, what do you call the stuff that's in the bones?
The bone marrow.
The marrow. There's like a certain type of marrow that's in this tree. Which apparently is not totally unique. Similar to some kind of nut tree. Oh, it's a walnut tree? Does a walnut also have something like that? And gefen? Do grapevines have this? I don't know. So Rashi seems right. It's only in the central trunk.
Yeah, part of a palm is a vegetable harvested from the inner core and growing bud of certain palm tree.
So it sounds like some of the branches have it in some other kinds of trees, like maybe walnut, maybe the grapevine. I don't know. Closer to the leaves of the grapes.
Harvesting of many non-cultivated or wild single-stem palm results in palm tree death.
Oh. So you could kill it. It's hard, huh? So the palm tree is apparently very unique in that the center in that trunk is this heart. And so everything else, you know, grows out of it. But other things may have some sort of marrow that's within it, but I guess it's closer to the leaves or the fruit. I have no idea. Okay, whatever it is. But that is the message. So according to this, it's interesting. It comes out to be a very different approach to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Is what was the pshat that he was saying that they put the palm leaves around the Mizbeach? Is it because the Pasuk says so, and it's a dinta raisa, kapoist marim? Or is it some kind of svara that it was like some kind of interesting tefillah that, I don't know, it was like a minig? It seems two very diametrically opposed approaches to why he did it, or why he said that they used to do it. Okay, in any case, Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel. Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel, Lulav Shiva V'sukayim Echad, my taima. So there's a very important word that's missing from this Gemara. Rashi fills it in. So if you see, it's five lines up from the bottom of the page. Rashi says, Sukkah Shiva. You see it?
Yeah.
Rashi adds one word. What is it? The bracha. That here the conversation is not, why are we observing Sukkah for 7 days? Well, because the Torah says so, you know? And Lulav, no. The question is, bracha. Okay, so let's start over. So what is it? Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Lulav Shiva. The Lulav gets a bracha on the mitzvah all 7 days. With Sukkah, Yom Echad. Sukkah only gets a bracha one day. Is that true?
No.
So there are two possibilities. Either this opinion held that you only make a bracha on Sukkah the first day, not like we hold. Or he knew that you have to make a bracha every time you leave the Sukkah. If you're leaving, you know, not just go to the bathroom, but you're actually leaving to go to work or something like that. It's like a hefsek. And you have to make a new bracha. But, you know, he's saying, but theoretically, a person only has to make it once a day. I mean, once the whole sukkah. So, those are the two ways that we could learn. Does Rashi say anything? Nothing, right? Nothing. So, that's the first approach, is that the lulav is all 7 days. The sukkah is only 1 day. My taima. What's the reason? Lulav, the mavskalev miyamim, kol yomim mitzvah abinavshei. Lulav, where the nights break from the day, meaning there's no mitzvah lulav at night. You have to be noitel your lulav during the day. So when the night comes, the mitzvah's over. You know, there's nothing to talk about. The next day is a new mitzvah. So again, literally, leilas mavskei, leilas miyamim. The nights separate from the days. Kol Yuma, every day, mitzvah ba'pei nafshei. It's a mitzvah in its own face. Meaning it's its own mitzvah every single day. It's a new mitzvah. Who? Come. Period. Sukkah. But Sukkah, which doesn't have such a thing, the mitzvah is equally applicable at night, just like at day. So if a person's sitting in a sukkah, the whole sukkah is, why should he ever make a new bracha? If there's no mitzvah at night, and he's coming back into the sukkah during the day, or even if he wakes up in the sukkah during the day. So it's a new mitzvah during the day. But here, it's the same mitzvah he had at night. It's just, it's continuous. But sukkah's teishu shivas yamim. So since there's no such thing by sukkah, dilemma, skalelis mi yamim, there's no separation that night makes between the days, kul shiva, kechad, yuma, richa, damu. All seven are like one long day. They are similar. So what was the opinion so far? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, right? That was Shmuel. And now we have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva. Sukkah, you make a new bracha every day out of the seven. But Lulav Yamecha, but Lulav is only one day. Well, I mean, it can't because Lulav is the same. The whole Sukkah is my time. What's the reason? Sukkah, the Raisa. Shiva. Sukkah, which is the Raisa. You make a new bracha every day of the 7 days. Lulav Darbanan, Sagi Levichad Yom. But Lulav is only Darbanan, so it's enough only to make one bracha one day. That makes sense. We're talking about, I was not talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah every day. So we're talking about the Gevulin outside Beis HaMikdash, but there's only a mitzvah the first day. The other 6 days are what? Zecher LeMikdash, a takana of Zecher LeMikdash, right? What does Rashi say? V'lulav yom echad v'af al pishin nitel kol shiva zecher lamikdash. Even though we take the lulav all 7 days as a zecher lamikdash, ain mevarchin boy. Eliyom rishon shiva natoy we only make a bracha on the first day, which is deraisa.
That's enough. You could make the bracha the rest of the time. Sounds like, right? It's just, it's not necessary because we've made the point. It's a little unusual. I want to raise a little issue here, and I don't want to get into it. I don't even have it worked out, but I think it's something that it would be fun to work out. If you remember, the Gemara had told us, I'm Dalet, I'm a Beis, that there's a difference between Yisoy Nevi'im and Minig Nevi'im. Remember this? And the Gemara made it clear that the Nafgamina is Bracha. You make a Bracha on a Dinder Abbanon, you don't make a Bracha on a Minig. And Tosfos asked the question, what? What about Halal and Rosh Chodesh? Make a bracha halal or shvedish. So Rabbi Tam said, well, you're right, because the Gemara never meant to say you never make a bracha on a minig. It just meant that a minig of a rava is so insignificant that you don't make a bracha on that. But any real significant thing, you're still going to make a bracha on. But Rashi, we're not really sure what he would say. Why? Because Rashi developed on Memdal and Aleph that the reason why I don't make a bracha on a minig is because you can't say if it's sivanu. There's no sivui to follow a minig. The sivui is to follow lo sasur. When the Rabbanan say something, they made a takana with the Rabbanan, you have to follow them, sir. Makayim mitzvah daraisa of listening to the rabbis. Then you can say, shakichanu mitzvah vitzivanu. But you can't say vitzivanu on a minig. Sounds like any minig. So Kash and Rashi, what does he do about halal on Rosh Chodesh? Okay. And what about lulav? You'll say lulav is a, I don't know, is lulav a dindar Rabbanan or is lulav a minig? Lulav is a zecher lamikdash. Is it dinder rabbanan? Is it dinder rabbanan? Is it rooted in like sasur?
It can't be a minig. Something like that.
So it's not a minig. It's not a minig. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, but his takana was zecher lemikdash. Right? So here we have like a gray area in between. On the one hand, it's certainly not a minig. On the other hand, it's a dinder rabbanan, but it's not a regular dinder rabbanan. What do I mean by that? The regular dinder rabbanan is a gzeira. Or some kind of mitzvah assay. And so the Gemara never, well, the Gemara does ask the question, but in our Gemara, the Gemara wanted to know who says there's such a thing as a Zecher LeMikdash, remember? And so I insisted when we learned that the Gemara is trying to justify how the Rabbanan can make a Zecher LeMikdash, because what gives them the right to add mitzvahs to the Torah? So the Gemara answered, oh, it's a Zecher LeMikdash. So do you make a bracha on a Zecher LeMikdash? Or you don't make a bracha on a zecher lemikdash. Can you say vitzivanu when it's a zecher lemikdash? So you'll say, well, on the one hand, if the Rabbanan instituted a zecher lemikdash, I'm not sure if it's begeder lo sasur or not. Maybe it is, and therefore you should make a bracha. On the other hand, if it's merely a zecher lemikdash, so then maybe you shouldn't get a bracha. So what does it depend on? In other words, what about kerich? At our Seder, we're going to sit down, and we're going to have moitzi matzah, and then we're all going to make our hillel sandwich. And we're going to not wrap, but we're going to try to wrap our matzah around our lettuce and our Karam Pesach. Rav Schechter said that the Rav assumed that really it means you wrap your lettuce around the matzah, because obviously you can't wrap your matzah around the lettuce. Now you could if you had soft matzahs. The Rav was assuming they never had soft matzahs, and that that's a raya that you're not supposed to use grain, you're supposed to use lettuce, because it's the only way to make kerich is to wrap the lettuce around the matzah. Okay, I don't know. But in any case, so, is there a bracha on kerich?
Yes.
What's the bracha?
Don't you say,
There's no bracha. We say, Zecher lemikdash kehillel. Kenas ahil bezvan tzbeis hamikdash hayakayon. Hayakoyrech, Pesach, matzah, morer, ma'uchlim biyachad. Right, l'kayim ha'shenemar, al matzah is umroi rim yoichlu hu. But it doesn't say, bracha tashem l'kinam l'chalam l'chol. Koyrech. Oh, but if it's a zecher lemikdash, it's a zecher lemikdash. Does it get a? Is there a bracha on a zecher lemikdash or not?
The reason you say a bracha is because it's a significant thing.
Ravinu Tam.
Yeah, and that was from the Vim.
Well, so according to Ravinu Tam, why should there not be a bracha over here on Koyrech? You're doing a real action. You're eating this whole sandwich. It's a zecher lemikdash. Now, Ravinu Tam is not addressing zecher lemikdash; he's addressing minig. But what's the sort of zecher lemikdash? So that's the question, right?
But isn't there a clear command for
Lulav? The first day, there's a mitzvah, but the other 6 days are Zecher LeMikdash. What's the Zecher LeMikdash? Yechon Zakai said Zecher LeMikdash.
If there's already a command for it, what's the issue with the Rabbanan instituting that it be for this amount of time? And why would that be an issue in terms of saying a bracha for all seven? It's not like if we were comparing before, we were talking about the Nevi'im, so that this is already a Rabbanan, so wouldn't it already be a higher status and you would be able to say a Rabbanan no matter what? Like, why?
The question basically is, how do we view a Zecher LeMikdash? Is a Zecher LeMikdash no different than any other Dinder Rabbanan? Or is a Zecher LeMikdash a way that would remember the Beis HaMikdash? And it's not really a Dinder Rabbanan, it's just, you know, a way to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And perhaps that's the distinction, is that maybe there are two types. Maybe that's just the answer. Sometimes the Rabbanan came along, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in our case, and was misakein and decreed a Zecher LeMikdash. In that case, it's a regular Dinder Rabbanan, and then you justified in making a bracha. The only question our Gemara is asking is, well, is there a bracha on it, or is it enough? They made a bracha on the first day, and somehow that is going to somehow relate to the other ones, or something like that. But then there's a second kind of Zecher LeMikdash, which is like the Karech sandwich, you know, that it's a Zecher LeMikdash, it's something that we do, but it was never technically a Takana, Mitirabana. Everyone does it. But it's just like a minig.
But that wasn't even there before. There wasn't something instituted before. Versus Lulav, there's already a bracha instituted for the first day.
Well, the Zecher LeMikdash Kehillo means that in the times of Pesach HaMikdash, that's how you're supposed to eat the sandwich.
But there's no bracha instituted there initially anyway. And it's only
There was probably a bracha al achilas korban Pesach.
How so? I mean, no. So I would say if there was a bracha, then there should be a bracha. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just...
But we can't make that bracha because we're not eating the korban Pesach.
So do you make a bracha?
Shaki charam yisavet sivanu le'echol korech. Or something like that. You know? As a zecher lemikdash. Is there a bracha on that particular... Why is there no bracha on that particular zecher lemikdash? That's the question. If it's a katakana midyar banan, you make a bracha. If it's some kind of zecher lemikdash, no bracha on zecher lemikdash, there shouldn't be a bracha on lulav either the other 6 days.
But lulav, the bracha has already been instituted, and so we can say the bracha on the first day.
Why was it instituted? Why is there a bracha on lulav the other 6 days?
Maybe so that the next year we don't not like the next year, just in general, we don't forget that we say the bracha on the first day and not say it at all. I know it sounds dumb, but I feel like there's definitely other rules.
I mean, if we would only make a bracha the first day,
and then we didn't make the bracha the other days, maybe the next, like, after a while, maybe we become ignorant to the fact that we have to make the bracha on the first day.
Really? I mean, Shechianu is like that, you know? You only make a Shechianu the first day. But you're saying because the bracha is a mitzvah. Okay, I don't know.
The rabbis weren't really adding anything because the bracha was already there. Versus if the rabbis were to make a bracha for the bracha sandwich, it would be like they'd have to add a bracha because there is no bracha.
Right.
So that's a significant difference because in one case they're actually creating a bracha, in another case they're just saying extend the bracha for the rest of the.
So you're making a good point. You're saying that When it comes to lulav, everyone's going to take lulav the first day anyway. We're going to take lulav 6 more days as a zeich lemikdash. But there's a bracha on lulav, and we're just extending it for 6 more days. So then at least, according to one opinion, you could have the bracha every single day because it's just an extension of the mitzvah you already did. But to create something that's not applicable anymore at all because, well, no one's eating Korban Pesach anyway. So since no one's going to be eating Korban Pesach, so we're going to do a zecher la'achilas Korban Pesach by creating this karech, which, you know, it's not like it's an expansion of something you're already doing. You know, one could argue, what do you mean it's the expansion of your achilas matzah? You have a mitzvah of eating matzah, and you're making a bracha on your matzah, so I don't know, but it's a good point. I hear you saying. Okay. In any case, I'm throwing it out there. I think it's a fascinating thing to ponder. Okay, so in any case, so we have a machlekes here. The Gemara starts off, in the name of Shmuel, that lulav has a bracha 7 days, and sukkah only one. And then the Gemara says there's another opinion, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the exact opposite. The sukkah has a bracha all 7 days, and lulav only gets one. Now, if you're like a betting man, like which one do you relate to more? I mean, to argue that sukkah only gets a bracha the first day, I totally hear that. Because you're making a bracha on going into your sukkah, and you're in your sukkah for 7 days. There's no new mitzvah every day. But by lulav, there is. That's the first approach. That's in the name of Shmuel. It makes a lot of sense. And then Rabbi Yochanan, to argue that sukkah should have a new bracha every day, what, because it's daraisa? But lulav only gets a bracha the first day because it's derabanan, so it's enough to sort of like say we accomplished it the first day and keep going. I find that much harder to understand. Okay. Kiyasa Ravin or Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Antisol, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shiva. So now is a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you make a bracha on both of them every day, both sukkah and lulav. I'm Rabbi Yosef. The good Rabbi Barbarchana biyadacha. What you really should be assuming is Rabbi Barbarchana. Which one is Rabbi Barbarchana again? That he said in Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah 7, lulav 1. Why is that the ikar? The kulamoroi kami kavase b'sukkah. Because everyone agrees when it comes to sukkah. What does he mean? Last Rashi on the page. The kulam aroy mishmei Rabbi Yochanan kaimi kavasi b'sukkah. That everyone that's quoting Rabbi Yochanan at least agrees by that. By sukkah, they hold every day. Ushmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and if you have, so in other words, there's a machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan over what? So there are three opinions here, that's the problem. But if we're making a chart, so then what does Shmuel say about sukkah? Every day or only once?
One day.
Shmuel says once. And according to both opinions in Rabbi Yochanan, with Rabbi Barchana or Ravin,
every day.
So everyone that quotes Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Rabbi Yochanan for sure says every day, and Shmuel says only once. And what about by lulav? So according to Shmuel, lulav is every day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, two different opinions. Is it every day or is it only once? So at least everyone agrees about Rabbi Yochanan's opinion by sukkah. So Rashi writes, and we have a principle, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan beats out Shmuel. So basically all you have here is machlok is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about sukkah, in which case, in that particular case, Rabbi Yochanan wins. Problem is, it doesn't work when you try to pin Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel when it comes to lulav, because we have two opinions about Rabbi Yochanan. So you can't do the same thing. Okay. First, he makes a lulav for himself. He says, "Shechianu." What? How does he make a lulav for himself? Rashi. He's making it for himself and not for others. I mean, you have to have it for your own on the first day anyway. Okay, but whatever it is, it means to say that this is going to his personal lulav. He is putting it together. He is tying it together. Whatever he's doing, he's decorating it. I don't know. When he gets his lulav ready, he should make a bracha of Shechianu. Wow! We don't do that. Natalei Latzeis Boy, when he picks it up to be yoytz in the midst of Ansukis, Oymer, he says, Baruch Asher Kishanu Mitzvah Vitzivanu Al Natilas Lulav. He make only a Berachas HaMitzvah. Vaf Alpi Shebirich Alav Yom Rishayin. And even though he made the bracha on the first day, Choyzer Mavarech Kol Shiva. This Brisa says that he makes a bracha every single day. Kasha on who? One version of Rabbi Yochanan. Which version of Rabbi Yochanan was it? Rabbi Barbarchana's version. According to Rabin, that's true. Okay, then the Braisa goes on. Oh, it's a sukkah la'atzmoy. When a person is making a sukkah again for himself, his own sukkah, he's not sharing it. It's his own mitzvah. Did you guys do that when you built your sukkah? You made shechianu? No? Okay. Nich nasleishiv, but when he enters into sukkah to sit down there, or probably more accurately, to live there, to dwell there, he enters the sukkah after he comes back from shul. This is his first time he's being mekayim in the mitzvah sukkah. How do you translate leishiv sukkah?
Sit in the sukkah, dwell.
Yeah, to dwell in the sukkah, right?
To sit.
There's some Rambam people out there that insist it means to sit. You got to sit to make the bracha or whatever. Okay, I don't know. Pashup shat doesn't mean to sit. Means to dwell in the sukkah. The sukkah's teishvu, shiva siyama. Doesn't mean you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Means you have to live in it for 7 days. V'kevan shabirech yom rishon shaveinu mevarech. And after you made the bracha on sukkah the first day, shuv einoy mevarech. You don't have to make a bracha anymore. Ay, ay, ay. Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah. So now you have a kasha from lulav on lulav, and a kasha sukkah on sukkah. Bish lama lulav alulav kasha. You can get out of the lulav question by saying, "Kan bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, kan bezman shein beis hamikdash kayam." That when you're talking about when there's a beis hamikdash, and assuming you're in the beis hamikdash, so then there's a new bracha to make every single day because you're mekayim mitzvah daraisa in the beis hamikdash with lulav every single day. Okay, so it doesn't just mean when the beis hamikdash is around; it means and also the mitzvah in beis hamikdash. Ela sukkah kasha, but how could it be that sukkah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so we're making a bracha on sukkah every single day, and the Braisa says you only make one bracha on the first day for sukkah. So that's a kasha. Great answers. Tanaihi, this is a machlokes tanoim. The sound is we learn in a Braisa, tefillin. Kol zman sheminichem mevarech aleihen, divrei Rabbi. Tefillin. Every single time you put them on, you make a bracha, according to Rabbi, Rehuda Nasi. V'chachamim say, einu mevarech, ele shacharis bilvad. You only make a bracha once a day when you put them on in the morning, seemingly, even if you take them off and put them back on. You made your bracha in the morning and that's it. Sounds like the same thing by sukkah, that the opinion that I held is one bracha on sukkah, meaning even though you're going to go daven and shacharis and shul, even though you're going to go to maybe even to work, and maybe whatever you're going to do, you're going to leave your sukkah to do certain things. Apparently, it's enough to make one bracha in the beginning of sukkahs on your sukkah. So can we just think about that for a minute? How does it make sense to you? Assuming this guy's going to be leaving his sukkah and coming back, leaving and coming back, leaving and coming back. How does it make sense to suggest he should only make one bracha on it? What am I saying? There's a problem of a hefsek here, right?
Yeah.
So what's the counter argument? That even though you're right, he is making a certain type of hefsek, but what?
He's still dwelling in it.
Or the mitzvah is still hanging over his head constantly from the time that sukkah happens. Yeah? In other words, as soon as he's available, he's supposed to go back to his sukkah. So the mitzvah is never really over. If you say that it's nighttime and you can't shake lulav at night, so the mitzvah is over, and now you have a new mitzvah the next day. But in sukkah, it's not like your mitzvah is over. Your mitzvah, it's hanging over your head. You got to run back to your sukkah at every opportunity. Mashallah, madavar daima. I don't want to get complicated here, but you know, Talmud Torah. How many times do you make a bracha on Torah a day?
Once.
And what happens when you have to go to, give me a Sims class?
Finance.
What'd you say?
Accounting.
So are you paying attention in class? No. Okay, but if you were, so then it's a hefsek. You should have to learn. No?
I guess it's always over your head.
So that's one approach, right? Is that because as soon as you're finished with accounting, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah? Yeah.
You have to make a bracha every time.
Termata.
Even though you're constantly eating. You're constantly eating throughout.
If you're really constantly eating in a harami, you make one bracha.
You're not constantly eating, but you're eating throughout the day. But you have to eat to survive, like my Torah.
Okay. But you're not obligated to.
How would you live without it, though?
So it's a practicality. You got to make sure you eat enough to survive. But here, it's like an obligation hanging over your head. And as soon as you have a certain exemption because you're involved in Parnassah and you're involved in whatever else you need to be involved in, so there's a certain pitur from Talmud Torah. But as soon as that is out of the way, the same chiyuv that was on your head when you woke up is now on your head as soon as the class is over. It's the same exact chiyuv. So the sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah is on your head the whole day from the time you woke up, not from the time you woke up, from the time that sukkah began. The same exact mitzvah is still hanging over your head. You got to get back to your sukkah. You know, if you're going to do certain things or whatever, you know. So maybe that's the pshat. So by tefillin, so the same mitzvah you have in the morning, you have to wear tefillin all day long. Nothing changed. Either is a hefsek. So that's what we have to negotiate. How to view the hefsek. So usually, we view a hefsek as, you know, you finished your mitzvah, you're starting a new mitzvah, you got to make a new bracha. So the approach by tefillin is that when a person goes to the bathroom, so he can't put on his tefillin in the bathroom, he's got to take them off. So now when he puts his tefillin back on, he has to make a new bracha. Or do you say that, what do you mean? He hasn't made to wear tefillin the whole day long. He has a certain exemption from tefillin, he went to the bathroom. It's a hefsek. I don't do about that. But the same mitzvah is still applicable. So he's still mekayim the same mitzvah, putting them back on. He's going back to the original chiyuv they had the whole day. So it seems to be machlokas here, right? There's a little bit of a monkey wrench in all of this, which is when you throw into the hopper, there's no mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah tefillin at night? There is a mitzvah tefillin at night. Is tefillin, is Laila's man tefillin or not? So it's also machlokas. Some say tefillin is not. By the way, we paskin it is. You can wear tefillin at night. We don't like to tell people that. You know, we don't wear tefillin at night. But technically speaking, we paskin that tefillin is a mitzvah night too.
Wait, you can put on, like, you haven't put on tefillin all day.
It's a good question.
You put on at night?
Yeah, so we don't do that, right? We only put on tefillin during the day. Once it becomes dark outside, and we're afraid people are going to fall asleep, this and the other thing, so we tell people not to put on tefillin. But it's a good shayla. Did we cover this in Hilchos Tefillin? Did we talk about this? What if it really is, certainly banish mashas, you know, you should put on your tefillin. What about if it's mamish night? Is there any value putting them on at night? Maybe yes, maybe yes. Okay, we should look it up in Shulchan Aruch. But this Gemara says, it's a machlokes tanoim when it comes to sukkah. Why is it a machlokes tanoim if the bracha is every day on sukkah? Because it's exactly the same issue as tefillin. We threw in Talmud Torah also as a possible comparison. But let's put that out of our minds for now. Let's just deal with the comparison between sukkah and tefillin. Both of them, there's a mitzvah, or something, I guess, both day and night. And, you know, tefillin, I don't know, you should make a bracha tefillin once, the first time you become a bar mitzvah, maybe, and that's it. Is that how it goes? That would be comparable to sukkah, no? Okay, so what does it say? This time you will learn a brayse, tefillin, kol zman shemenich, and mevarach alein. Every single time you put them on, you have to make a new bracha. Divrei Rabbi. Apparently every day is considered to be a new chiyuv by tefillin, and therefore you have to make a new bracha every day, but not every time you put them on. You took them off, you put them back on. There's no new bracha, it's the same chiyuv. Itmar. So the Gemara is obviously assuming that the same svara applies, not exactly equally, but the same svara applies to sukkah. That if you hold, it's just a question of a hefsek. So you might have hefsek in your mitzvah. So when you come back to put it back on, put your tefillin back on after you went to the bathroom, you have to make new bracha. That's how we pass. When it comes to sukkah then, so every day at least should be considered a new bracha. Or do you say, no, once the chiyuv of the mitzvah is chal, then the chiyuv is continuous until the end of the mitzvah, which would be the end of sukkahs, or the end of the day by tefillin. Itmar. Abai amar hilchos ki rabbi. Abai holds halachas like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that every time you put on tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. Rava amar halachas like Rabbanan. Rava said, no, the halachas like Rabbanan, that it's only once a day. Amar of Mari, bra debas Shmuel. So Rav Mari is not Mary, right? His name was Mari, not Mary. So Rav Mari was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So Shmuel's grandson. Chazina leila Rava, the loyavid kishmaite. He saw Rava that didn't do like he had heard. Because what did Rava say? Rava said, Allah is like the Rabbanan, only bracha is once a day. And apparently he saw him, you know, coming in and out of the bathroom. He made a new bracha. Ela makdim vikoi. He would get up and he would... hold on. Rashi says, "L'kol zman demanach tefillin mevarech." I don't know if he's the gears, whatever it is. But in any case, elamakdim mekoy, he would get up and he would stand, he put on his tefillin, and he would go to the bathroom, v'nafik, and come out, Umashi yadei and wash his hands. Umanach tefillin and put on tefillin. Umevarich and he would make a bracha. V'chid starich zimna achrina and he would need to go to the bathroom another time. Ayel v'sakisi would go up to the bathroom. V'nafik and come out. Umashi yadei and wash his hands. Umanach tefillin. Put back on his tefillin. Umevarich. He made a new bracha. That's like Rebbe. Not like Rabbanan. But Anan and us, Nami, Kirebi Avdinan. We also do like Rebbe. They would make a bracha every single time we put on our tefillin. And Mubarach and Kol, Shiva. So too, that would lead us to believe that by Sukkah, we make a bracha every day. Why? If you went to the bathroom, yes. Only because you can't wear your tefillin in the bathroom.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, even if you had kavanah before you put on tefillin the first time, that you might go to the bathroom and then put them back on.
Even if you have in mind. But tzitzis is different, because tzitzis you technically could wear into the bathroom. So that's why if you have in mind, you take off your tzitzis, you put them back on, so then you don't have to make a new bracha, because you could wear it in the bathroom. But tefillin, yeah, you're not allowed. It's mamash, a hefsek in the mitzvah, the way we paskin, like Rebbe over here. Because when you go to the bathroom, you say, just aser, you're not allowed to. So it's a mamash, I have to take in the mitzvah. You have to take a new bracha, put them back on. Wait, but there's a problem in this Gemara. What's going on over here? So we're saying, we paskin like Rebbe. Okay, I got it. That means anytime there's a hefsek, where you can't do the mitzvah, so then you have to make a new bracha when you accomplish the mitzvah. But how does that lead us to then believe that you have to make a new bracha every day on Sukkah? Where's the hefsek? Didn't you sleep in the Sukkah? Sounds like it's a new day. It's a new mitzvah. But because we pass him like Rebbe, that's how we come to that conclusion. What does one thing have to do with the other? So Rashi says, "Va'ana nami k'Rebbe avdina n'mavarchin kol sheva." It's about a quarter of the way down. Va'afal gav. Anytime you see Rashi say va'afal gav means he's trying to get out of something, yeah. And even though the kichad yumahu, that it's like one day, the whole sukkah is like one day because it's all the same chiyuv. Belulav nami kol shiva, ve'aval gav demi derabbanan mevarchinan alei kihechi demarchinan b'ner Chanukah u'magila derabbanan nikimlei Rav u'Shmuel b'chad shitaz belulav ve'rabbi nami mishmei deryechinan amar lulav shiva. So what does Rashi say? Even the chad yomohu, did he ever explain it, or he just says nonetheless? Even though it's all like one long thing, the whole day is like one long day, all 7 days, like one long day. Nonetheless, you make a new bracha every day. Ubalulav nami kol shiva. Also, lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days, every day. And even though the midrabban mevarachan aleki eichid mevarachan v'ner Chanukah, even though it's midrabbanan, kama, we still make a bracha on it, just like we make a bracha on Ner Chanukah and Megillah, which is derabbanan. Tikim l'drav Shmuel, v'chad shetase belulav. Because Rav and Shmuel agree when it comes to lulav, Rav and Nami Mishmei Rav Yechanan, and that was also Rav's opinion about Rav Yechanan, that lulav gets a bracha kol shiva. So Rashi never explained it. So we have to explain it, right? What's pshat? That a person is in his sukkah, and he wakes up in the morning, and he has to make a new bracha? Is it only when he leaves the sukkah? Or stam, he wakes up in the morning, he's got to make a new bracha anyway? Every day is a new chiyuv? So the Gemara did not explain this. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Mar Zutra Chazina Lele Rav Papi. We saw Rav Papi. The Kol Emas Damanach Tefillin. Every time he put on his tefillin, Mevarech. He made a bracha. Okay. Rabbanan Dvei Rav Ashi. The Rabbanan that came from the base medrash of Rav Ashi. Kol Emas the Mishamshi Buhu Mevarche. Every time they would move their tefillin, they would make a bracha. So what does Rashi say on that? The mashmish shamshay. The kaimalon chayavad lemashmish betefillin kol shah. A person supposed to always know he's wearing his tefillin, so you have to be constantly touching him. That's why we have all these times in davening. You know, pesachas yadecha. We have a lot of times in davening that we touch our tefillin. Kal b'chomer mitzitz. So what's the Gemara trying to say? That we don't look at it like there's this extended mitzvah, and you make a bracha in the beginning, and then the mitzvah just keeps going. We look at it like you have to, there's always new bracha every time there's a hefsek, or there's a recollection of it. Anyway, there's a lot of discussion over here. What's the bracha? What bracha did they make when they moved their tefillin? Did they move it out of the spot and they were like putting it back on? Or they were just remind, they were mekayim the mitzvah? How could you make a new bracha because you moved your tefillin? Anyway. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. The mitzvah of lulav, you got to make a bracha every day. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Yomer Yom Rishon mitzvahs lulav. The first day is mitzvahs lulav, mekan ve'elech mitzvahs zekenim.
Well, I guess we're assuming you're talking about Bizman Azer, Rechem and Zakai. It's mitzvah zekenim. It's a mitzvah of the elders, meaning it was institution to Rabbanim.
Rashi writes, "Mikan ve'elch mitzvah zekenim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai, v'siyatoi, v'derabbanan le'boi bracha." And since it's derabbanan, it doesn't require a bracha. What? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Yuma mitzvah zekenim, v'afilu yoyim rishayim. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "It's every day is derabbanan, even the first day." The first day can't be derabbanan. The first day is lakatam chamim arishon deraisa. Well, kaimalan diem rishon deraisa. But we pass, can we hold? Or we hold? Who says machlekes? The first day is for sure deraisa. Aim a bar miyam rishon. No, except for the first day. It's always derabbanan except for the first day. Okay. Yochi hani rabbi Shimon Levi. And he's saying the same thing as Shimon Levi. First day is deraisa, and the rest of the time is derabbanan. You're right. Rabbi Yitzchak said the same thing. So you should have said, and Rabbi Yitzchak agreed also, that the first day is their rice, and the rest of the days are derabanan, and therefore you don't make a bracha.
Since when don't you make a bracha? Because it's derabanan.
Vaf Rav Savar Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Even Rav held that every day is a different mitzvah lulav. The Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Amadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. If a person is lighting Neros Chanukah, well, now we're in the realm of derabanan. Sarich levarech. You still have to make a bracha. So there is a bracha on a din derabanan. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, haroya ner shal chanukah sarich levarech. If a person sees ner chanukah, he has to make a bracha. This is a big discussion. If you light your own neros chanukah, then it seems like you do not make a bracha on seeing other people's. But if you did not have a house, you did not have the capacity to light neros chanukah, there's a bracha when you see other people's neros. So that's what the Gemara says. There's a bracha when you see other people's neiros, my mevarich, what's the bracha that he makes? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rishon. The first day when a person is lighting his own neiros, hamadlik mevarich shalosh. One who lights makes three brachas, right? What are the three brachas in our Chanukah? The mitzvah, l'hadlik ner shachanukah, she'asa nisem, and sheichyan. Haroi eh mevarich shtayim. And on the first day of Chanukah, one who sees Neiros Chanukah and he didn't light, he only makes two brachas. He doesn't make l'hadlik Neiros Chanukah because he didn't. He only makes a bracha Shasa Nisem and Shehechionu. Mikan ve'elech, madlik mevarech shtayim, from the second day of Chanukah and on, one who lights his own candles makes two brachas, on the mitzvah and Shasa Nisem, v'rum mevarech achas, and one who sees Neiros only makes one, namely Shasa Nisem. Umay mevarech. What exactly is the bracha? Baruch Hashem Kishanu Sabzmanu lahadig ner Chanukah or ner shel Chanukah to bring your souls. Veheichan sivanu. The agenda of this Gemara, which we already knew because we learned Rashi and everything else, but the Gemara wants to know how can you possibly say when you make a bracha on a din derabanan whether the derabanan is lulav, whether the derabanan is ner Chanukah. How in the world can you say Asher Kitchanu b'mitzvei Savit Sivanu? Hashem did not command us to shake lulav other than the first day. Hashem did not command us to light Neiros Chanukah ever. So how can you say Vitzivanu? Here is the famous Gemara where answers second wide line in the middle, Miloy Sasur. From the fact that Hashem said whatever at least the Sanhedrin tells you, you're not allowed to turn away from it, right or left. You have to do what they told you to do. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak had a slightly different pasuk. He said, "She'al avicha v'yagedcha v'zikenecha v'yayim rulach." Also a pasuk in Chumash, Nizlei Sabracha, that you should ask your father, and he'll tell you, "Zikenecha, your elders v'yayim rulach," and they will tell you. So this is an interesting machlekes. What is the source that you can say Hashem commanded you in dinam derabanan? In other words, why do you make a bracha on a din derabanan? How can you say it's sivanu? So the answer is one of two possibilities. Either it's from Lo Sasur. The problem with that is that it's like a negative. So whenever Chazal instituted something negative, don't do this, which is most of them, because Asus Yagla Torah, most of the Dinim Darabanan are fences, right? So most of the time, the rabbis are telling us not to do something. So that's for sure Lo Sasur. You have to listen to them because it says you have to listen to what they say not to do. But if it's a mitzvah's asay, so then maybe that's why there's a machlokas here. When it's a mitzvah's asay, then there is an opinion that comes from Shalavich V'yagircha. You have to listen to them when they tell you to do something, not just when they tell you not to do something. So here's our two psukim, why you have to listen to the rabbis. R'nachman Yitzchak Masni Lo Behedya. R'nachman Yitzchak had a brisa with this explicitly. Amar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. All 7 days there is a mitzvah of lulav to make a new bracha every single day. It's a din d'rabbanan, no problem. Tan rabbanan. Right, we said before, if a person makes his own sukkah, he makes shechianu. Once nichnas leishev ba, when he goes in to actually dwell in it, omer baruch shekasham b'savdivanu, leishev b'sukkah. Hayis asuv v'medes. What if he didn't make his sukkah? The sukkah is already there, standing. It's made and it's standing. Im yochel lechadish b'davar, if he's able to redo something, change it in some way, mevarich, then he makes his shechianu. Im lav, otherwise, then he doesn't make the bracha until he goes in to live in it. Then he makes the bracha on the mitzvah and he makes Sheikh Yonu. That's, by the way, our minig, is that we do not make a Sheikh Yonu when we build the sukkah, but we do make a Sheikh Yonu on everything when we sit down to make Kiddush. Amar Rashi Chazina Leiler of Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana the Ka'amar Lahu Lakulu Akasa di Kiddusha. That he said all the brachas on his coast of Kiddush. Tanu Rabbanan, now you have no mitzvahs harbe. A guy had a whole bunch of mitzvahs he's about to do. Oimer baruch asher kishanu b'mitzvasav v'tzivanu ala mitzvahs. A person can say one bracha and all the mitzvahs that he has to do. Rabbi Yehuda says, mevaruch alachas v'achas, no. You have to make a separate bracha on each mitzvah you're going to do. Tznei atzma, each one on its own. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Each one gets his own bracha. No, you can't make one bracha on doing mitzvos in general. What's Rabbi Yehuda's rationale? Why you can't just make one bracha on all of them? You have to bless Hashem for every single day. Even though you could just bless Hashem for one day, it's all the same, right? So now, it's a remez, it's not such a clear raya, that, you think that means to say, you only make brachas to Hashem during the day and not at night? Comes to teach you, that you have to make a bracha every single day. Every single day you have to give him May ain berchaysav. Rashi says, "Kol yom v'yom ain berchaysav shall Shabbos may ain kol shall Shabbos shall chol may ain shall chol shayantev may ain shall yantev amayra." That if it's a Shabbos, you have to do may ain shall Shabbos. If it's chol may ain shall chol. I don't know. Not so clear on what the raya is, but there is a distinction. Every single thing has to get its own bracha yom yom. Each day has its own type of bracha. In other words, you have to relate to it in its unique fashion. Hachanami, Chodavar Davar, Tein Lamein Berachosav. Here too, whatever it is, you have to give it Me'ein Berachosav. Your bracha has to be more specific to what you're doing and not just a general bracha. We'll finish with this. Vamar Bizeh, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Bo Arei, Shalokim Yisakash Baruch, Minas Basav Adam. Take a look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior is not like the behavior of man. Midas Basar V'Dam. Kli Reikon. Machazik. An empty kli can hold something. Malei Eino Machazik. And a full kli cannot hold anything because it's full. V'Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Malei Machazik. Something which is full can hold something. Reikon Eino Machazik. Something which is empty cannot hold it at all. Shneimar. V'yoyim Shamoya Tishma. That if you listen, then you'll be able to follow the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Shamoya Tishma. If you already have listened and you're already on the derech, then there's more room for more. Vimlav loisishma. But if you're not listening, then you won't be able to hear anything at all. Davarachrim shamoya biyashin tishma bechadash. If ne lavav chashuv loitishma. That if you've listened, in Yashan, which means if you do Chazara, so then you'll be able to understand new things. But in Yifne Levavcha, if you get distracted and you're not doing Chazara, and we already learned Shuv Leisishma, then you won't be able to learn and expand and learn new things. You'll still be stuck trying to Chazar or figure out the things that you already once figured out. You have to constantly doing Chazara in order to progress. And that takes us all the way to Mem Vav Amud Beis.